This is Yasa, back at it again with another one, aka No Fear. Today we're going to talk about 9 to 5. Now, if you're working a 9 to 5, I'm sorry. You're a fell victim to the bullshit in our society. A 9 to 5 doesn't mean you're actually working 9 to 5, okay? Don't get that twisted. Now, they suck, man. They suck. You have people working 80 hours a week for minimum wage, living in places like New York, San Diego, where minimum wage is not even living wage. In San Diego, to afford a two-bedroom just by yourself, you have to make at least $32 an hour, a two-bedroom apartment. At least $32 an hour. That's a lot of money out here in San Diego. $32 an hour? Who makes $32 an hour? Plenty of people, yes, I know. But I'm just saying. The minimum wage out here is $11.50. $11.50. It's $12 in certain places out here. Think about that. That's not even half of what you need to live on your own. How are you supposed to get by on a 9-to-5 job? Even if it's not paying minimum wage. It sucks. I mean, and nothing's being done. It absolutely sucks. You go to school. They teach you how to work. And basically in assembly line, you don't gain any true skills from high school. High school and lower, what skills do you really gain? You gain basic skills to work at basic jobs. Then they force you to go to college, trade school, vocational school. Then they hit you with these crazy loans, $60,000, $50,000, $100,000. Takes you 10 years to pay this shit off. Why? Why is it the government can give you a loan to go to college with no guarantees of you getting a job, no guarantees of you ever paying that money back? There's no guarantees in life, period. We understand that. There's a lot of risk in just being alive in itself. So why is it we can get all these loans, right, for school, right? But you just graduated high school, you ask for a business loan, you get denied. You don't have enough experience. You don't have enough credit history. You don't have this. You don't have enough capital. You don't have enough this and that. Da, 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 da. They hit you with all of this BS constantly of why you cannot do this and do that. Then they try to funnel you and force you to go to the expensive-ass colleges, take these fucking stupid ass prerequisites. I remember I went to college and I was taking prerequisites. And I'm sitting there thinking, what the fuck does this have to do with anything that I'm trying to do in life? And the answer was nothing. It had nothing to do with anything. That's the fucking answer. But these motherfuckers force you to take these shitty ass classes for 2 years. Then you might, you know, take some actual courses geared towards your major. Maybe you're undecided. Maybe you fucking change your majors 4 times. I knew a chick that changed her major 3 times. She went to SDSU, San Diego State University. 3 times. What the hell? 3? That's too many, you know? They expect you to have your life planned out. Yet most of us end up working a 9-to-5. What kind of structure do we have in society that we're geared towards doing the least? Let me work 40 to 60 hours per week. Right? That's very stressful. There are 24 hours in a day. Some people work 16-hour days. That's absurd to me. You have no time to yourself. you work a 16-hour day, then you go home, hopefully, maybe sleep for 6 hours. If you're working 16 hours, I doubt you're getting a full 8 hours of sleep. Sleep for 4 or 5 hours, I don't know what you do. Maybe you have kids, maybe you have to cook for your kids. Maybe you have to do extra work at home. So you put yourself in this position to get zero sleep, you're not eating right, lots of health issues, you're still paying off student loans and debt. Why? You have to ask yourself, what the fuck am I doing? Does anyone ever take a step back and say, what the fuck? But it's too late now. You can't quit. This is your job. This is your livelihood. You have kids. You're married. You're fucking, you know, you have a wife, a husband, whatever. And you're the breadwinner. You're bringing home the big cash, the big chunks, the money. I personally believe there needs to be a change. There needs to be a change in our education system, obviously. There needs to be a change in a lot of these shitty-ass jobs. There needs to be a change in our government. There needs to be a change in the citizens, which will probably never happen. Most people are ignorant, and they probably will remain as such because they enjoy such things. Personally, I believe that you need to do what you like, what you love. Even if I think it's okay to work a 9-to-5 if that's your passion. If your whole dream is to run a fucking donut shop and you have to start off at the bottom and work your way up, but your whole life goal is to run a donut shop, then you, by all means, go do it. That has nothing to do with me. But maybe think about starting your own donut shop. Maybe think about learning the trade secrets as you're working at 9-to-5. Let me get the ins and outs. Who's your suppliers? How much does this cost? How much does that cost? Maybe build your credit up over time. Take out a business loan. Build your own brand. Become a competitor instead of an employee. You understand what I'm saying? You can build a brand in anything. Look at LeBron James. His name itself is a brand. Kobe Bryant, his name itself is a brand. Shit, even Donald Trump, his name is a brand. Just their name alone makes them millions. Yes, they have done things, you know, they have achieved lots of things that most people don't, you know. But anyone can build a brand. Anyone. We live in a society today of social media. You have people you wouldn't expect doing things that you don't expect. You have young kids come out of nowhere making millions of dollars a year. 18 years old, 16 years old, millionaires. They're finding what they like to do. They're building brands. They're working hard. They're adapting. And it sucks for a lot of the older generations because a lot of them are so programmed and stuck and don't want to change. They say, I have 50 years experience, whatever, 10 years, 5 years, 20 years experience in this. That experience does not mean shit. You can be working at a job for 20 years and get fired the next fucking day. That experience you have means nothing. You need to build. You need to build a foundation and build up. You need to make something that's going to last. Something that's going to be generational. Generational. I'm not saying you have to be a fucking millionaire. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, you want to be happy. You want to do what you love, providing for those that you love. You want to have time to yourself, time to do things. Life is about experiences. I value experience over materialistic things. I'll take that trip to Bora Bora over that brand new car, maybe. If it's a Lamborghini, I don't know about that. You know what I'm saying? But that experience, going here, doing this, I can go buy a car right now. You can go buy a Ferrari right now, right? Now, let's say you get that car. Let's say you get the new 488 Pista, that newest Ferrari that's out. You buy that car. You don't even drive it, first of all. You get it delivered to your house. Then you park it in your garage. And over the next, like, 4 years, you only put, like, 100 miles on it. What are you doing? If I went and brought a Ferrari, I would drive that bitch into the ground. Oh, the car is $350,000. So, it's just money. If I could afford it, why would I not use it? The car is the materialistic thing. It's the item. You purchase the item. But driving that car, seeing people stare at you, people want pictures, that's the experience that car provided with you. I will take that experience over anything. I don't want no shit sitting in my fucking garage, taking up fucking space. Cars don't breathe air, but you know what? I feel like he's sucking on my oxygen. You need to get on the road. Earn your keep. Experience. It's just that simple. There's no way around it. I mean, you can get a brand new iPhone, right? So you get the iPhone X, whatever is out. You get the iPhone X, XS. I don't know. They're probably going to do the iPhone Z next. I don't know what the fuck they're going to do. You can have that iPhone. You can be happy. But there's always going to be another iPhone that comes out. Apple is never going to stop making new phones. There is never going to stop being new houses on the market. There is never going to stop being new phones. There's never going to stop being new clothes. There's never going to stop being new fucking anything. New nothing. If it's an item, you can guarantee that it's always going to be made better. Time and time again. That item's always going to come out. And you're always going to want that newest item. Now let's say I go to Greece. I go to Rome. I go to China. I go see the Great Wall. I go to the pyramids. I go see the seven world wonders. These are experiences that I will always remember. They're not building a new China somewhere else. They're not gonna fucking reshape it, Rome. You understand what I'm saying? That is an experience that will stay with you forever. Your phone's not gonna stay with you forever. You're gonna want the newest phone. And the way these phones are set up now, that you understand what I'm saying? It's not about the phone, not about the car. It's about the experience. The experience that's provided. And that is the most important thing. And a lot of people think, I can't build a brand. I can't make that type of money. Why not? Why can't you? There's enough money to go around. We print this shit by the day. We print this shit by the hour. Why are you sitting here moping around saying you're the one who can't do it? You're the one who can't make that money. Why? If you continue to sit around and say what you can't do, you won't do it. It's just that simple. How can you do what you continue to say that you cannot do? Answer the question. How can you do what you continually say that you cannot do? A lot of people are waiting for miracles. Oh, I hope this happens. I pray to God this happens. Let me tell you something. You better go fucking make that shit happen. Stop being a fucking pussy. Stop being a fucking coward. Stop sitting around waiting for fucking the fucking Easter Bunny to come fucking lay a fucking golden egg and you go catch that golden egg in. That's not happening. That's not happening. If someone gave me $10 million right now, someone walked up to me and said, here's a check for $10 million, I'll be happy to the motherfucker. I'm not even gonna lie. I'm gonna keep it all the way 100 with you. I want that money. Give it here. However, if I made $10 million on my own, without it being given to me, I now have an experience. To me, that's more powerful. I now have an experience. I've done something. I didn't wait for a fucking miracle. I didn't wait for no luck. I didn't wait for no chance. I went out. I made it happen. Now, I'm gonna take that money regardless. You feel me? If someone offered me $10 million, but what I'm saying to you is, making the money, going through the process, holds more value than handouts, than items, than materialistic things. Go out in the world, experience, especially while you're young. You have to just build upon yourself every single day. Seeing different parts of the world can really change your perspective. When you go see how certain people live in certain parts of the world, it could change your perspective on life. You have people that have no money that are happier than millionaires. How is that possible? A lot of people would say, what? What are you talking about? That's not true. It's very true. There are a lot of people who do not have a lot of money who are happier than a lot of these millionaires. These guys that work their souls away. You can be a millionaire working 9 to 5. I hope a lot of you know that. There's a lot of millionaire 9 to 5ers out here. Personally, if I was a millionaire, multi-millionaire, I would not want to be held down by no damn corporate job. I got to show up 5 to 6 days a week, 12 hours a day. No, I'd rather be traveling. Or even if you don't like to travel, what if I just want to sit my ass at home all day and watch Netflix because I have money to do so? Just because you want to sit at home and watch TV does not make you a bad person. That's what you want to do. If someone wants to travel, that's what they want to do. Do what you want to do. Just don't be stupid. Don't waste your time. Don't go to work every single day making everyone richer, making everyone better, making everyone happy, then go home sad. It makes no sense. It's absurd. It's absurd. Then you deserve better. Or maybe you don't. You're probably like, why are you contradicting yourself? I don't know you. Maybe you don't deserve better. Maybe you deserve to be put down. I don't know. You tell me, man. Woman, I'm not sexist. You tell me. I'm just here to try to open some ears, open some eyes, and open some hearts. If you work in a 9 to 5, you will need to eat some beans for your heart. It sucks. So, and there's so many ways to make money. It's so ridiculous. But remember, build that brand. If you're into cars, you can build up your car, post it on Instagram, get sponsorships. Plenty of people make a lot of money posting about their car. Makeup. You like makeup? You can sell makeup. You can go find makeup to promote all day. You can become an affiliate of a makeup company. Fashion Nova company. Oh, that's not that easy, but you never started, so how do you know? You want to be a model, but you say it's too hard. How do you know it's hard if you never tried? Hey, Asa, I want to be a bodybuilder, but, you know, that's my dream. It's too hard. Never mind. What? So wait, did you ever go to the gym and work out? No. So you never tried? Yeah. So how do you know it's hard? How do you know if something's hard if you've never even attempted? That shit don't make no sense to me. I'm gonna keep grinding until I die. Point blank period. Until I die. To my last breath, I'm gonna keep pushing forward. And I'll walk over anyone who comes in my path and anyone comes in my way. It's that simple. Life is very simple. Life is so simple. Do what makes you happy. That's all you need to worry about. If that 9 to 5 shit's for you, then you keep it up. Because some people do enjoy 9 to 5. Some people, that's what they... Not everyone wants to be a millionaire, billionaire, making 6 figures a year, whatever. Not everyone wants to do that. And that's understandable. If that's what you like, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to you miserable people that go to work every day butthurt and mad and want to be on the freeway when I'm trying to go to the gym with that road rage bullshit. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you motherfuckers who be in the store mad at life because you have to do shit in life. I'm talking to you. Get it together. Stop doing shit you hate. But I have to. No, you don't. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to fucking be alive right now. You do not have to do anything that you do not want to do. But that choice is yours. That decision is yours. Alright, this is Yasa, Paradise Male. No Fear, signing off. You follow me at Instagram, at No Fear. With a PH. I don't use an F. That's for failures. I use a PH. Signing off. I'll see y'all when I see y'all. Bye.